You're listening to On Israel in Al Monitor. I am Ben Kaspit from Tel Aviv. Usually when we speak about strategic dialogue between the United States of America and the State of Israel, we are supposed to talk about things connected to the Iranian issue, the Iranian nuclear program, security cooperation between the two states, intelligence, even economy. But not in this time. The strategic dialogue launched this week in Washington by two high-ranking delegations is unusual in the defense security context, described as a strategic high-level dialogue on technology. As strange as it may sound, the technological cooperation between these two long-time and deeply engaged allies has been found lacking. Israel does not have a foothold in the giant U.S. labs with their cutting-edge work on quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and many other sensitive, innovative fields. While an estimated 60% of Israeli scientists cooperate with their European counterparts within the framework of various programs, the rate of Israeli-U.S. cooperation is far, far smaller. In fact, on technological matters, the distance between the United States and Israel is as great as the ocean that divides them. The new dialogue is intended to bridge that gap, as pledged by President Joe Biden on his historic July visit to Israel and historic Jerusalem declaration. What I just read to you is the opening three paragraphs of a piece that I wrote to Al Monitor on this dialogue. And soon, with a few moments, we will meet here the minister, the Israeli minister that headed the Israeli delegation. We are talking about Minister of Innovation, Science, Technology and Space, Orit Farkash HaKohen. We'll speak with her about all these issues right after this short break.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hagedorn, and I'm the State Department correspondent at Al Monitor.
And I'm Joe Snell. I'm Al Monitor's video editor. Let's admit it, this past year has been difficult to stay on top of the news and sift through what's accurate and what's misleading. Let Al Monitor help you.
If you care about the Middle East and North Africa, you should consider listening to Al Monitor's audio series On the Middle East with Andrew Parasoliti and Amber Nzimon, and On Israel with Ben Kaspit. You can now watch our newest video podcast, Reading the Middle East with Gilles Kapel. You can subscribe to these series on your favorite podcast platforms.
And through a host of free daily and weekly newsletters, we offer a range of perspectives with the highest journalistic standards. You can subscribe to these newsletters at almonitor.com.
As an award-winning media service headquartered in Washington, D.C., Al Monitor has a network of over 160 contributors around the world.
So if you haven't done so already, be sure to visit almonitor.com, where you can find all of these newsletters and podcasts, along with first-class reporting and analysis.
Now I'm happy to welcome to our show Minister of Innovation, Science and Technology in the Israeli government, Orit Farkash HaKohen. Hello, Orit, and thank you for joining us here in On Israel in Al Monitor. Shalom.
Hello, Ben. It's a pleasure talking to you.
So we are talking about something that I found first a little strange. Strategic dialogue between Israel and the United States of America, and we are used, after using this term of strategic dialogue, to say on security issues, cooperation, intelligence, even economy, but now we are talking about technology. What's the purpose of this dialogue that you just opened?
You are absolutely right. Usually when we used to speak about national security and strategic challenges, we are naturally thinking about defense issues and military issues and so on. But I think that the last few years, with the climate challenge, with the COVID, with the desertification and so many challenges and international challenge, but also domestic challenges in the world are now becoming technological. Even the defense one are becoming technological. And the meeting, the purpose that we launched, the Israeli-American technological strategic cooperation plan on the civil side builds on that understanding that national security issues, both on the Israeli side, on American side, but also of the world, the challenges that we are facing are changing their course and having a heavy, heavy pillar that stands on technology issues. And two true allies, such as Israel on one hand and the United States on the other hand, should start enhancing the collaboration and bringing to the table the amazing benefit that the Israeli high-tech industry and research industry has to collaborate and together on these challenges.
But it's also strange because I learned when I prepared myself to this conversation and the a piece that I wrote for Al Monitor, I learned that although many of the Israeli scientists and the high-tech entrepreneurs, etc., learned in the United States, most of the joint ventures and the high-tech collaborations of Israelis are with Europeans, and the cooperation with the United States is a little on the side, on the corner. What do you think is the reason, and are you going actually to fix it?
You touched on the point and the purpose of the launching of that program, and you touched on the engine of the Jerusalem Declaration. While the Israeli high-tech industry is record-breaking and is flourishing relatively, 2021 was a record-breaking year in terms of investments, in terms of IPOs. We now have more unicorns than in Europe. And when you look at the market and the target market and the business to business that the Israeli high-tech industry is focused on, it is mostly focused and stems on the American market and vice versa. But when I, as the Ministry of both Science and Technology, looked at the numbers in science and research, I found a reality that is not, you know, it's not the best and needs to be improved. Because what we see when we're looking at the data and the numbers of our international research, joint researches, we see that the Israeli researches and technology joint publications with international scholars is mostly happening in Europe. Nearly 60% of our joint researches are published with counterparts from Europe. And when we look at the activity with the United States, although it is the number one commercial partner to our high-tech industry on the research side, we are only publishing 19% of our joint publications. And when I'm looking long-term and when I'm looking strategic at the high-tech industry, it stems from the research, from innovation, which starts in research and collaborative and joint publications. And this is the purpose of launching that program. We brought a very rich and diverse delegation from the government of Israel on the health tech, on the health side, on the climate side, on AI, artificial intelligence side. We brought chief scientists from the energy ministry, from the agriculture ministry, from other very significant ministries to launch issues in which we will initiate collaborative and joint researches with all kind of programs and institutions in the United States in order to fix the situation. We want to see a heavy pillar of joint researches both in the United States and not only in Europe. It's a common, it's a shared interest between the two countries, and it will benefit both economies. It will benefit our high-tech industry as well. And it is very important. I think that the reason for that gap is the fact that with Europe, we have a very put in order framework We have the Horizon program, which Israeli takes a significant part in, and Israeli researchers are really very dominant and very successful in that program. While the American framework and structure is a little bit more complicated, and because of the different format of the institution. And one fruit we already had, and we achieved a fruit in this deliberation, is that a few weeks ago, I signed we launched a new collaboration in research in the area of quantum. And we will also open NIST, the National Institution of Technology in the United States, which is a very dominant institution, to more Israelis and companies in that strategic area.
Let's try to dive in. First, we didn't say it yet, I think, but actually what you did, this launching of the Strategic Technology Dialogue, was actually because and after the Jerusalem Declaration by President Trump and Prime Minister Lapid, that the President Biden, of course, and Prime Minister Lapid, that actually stated it, that this is one of the main or the core issues that should be strengthened between Israel and the United States. So what happened now is the continuation of the Jerusalem Declaration.
Exactly. So 2 months ago, a little bit more than 2 months ago, President Biden came to Israel and to meet with his counterpart, our prime minister, Mr. Lapid. They signed the Jerusalem Declaration, which approved once again the unbreakable bond between the State of Israel and the United States. But this time it had a specific and unprecedented, I think, first of a time, a chapter that dealt with taking the technological cooperation one step up between the two countries. And this chapter was the result of a great work by Eyal Chulata, the head of the National Security Council in Israel, and also my general director, Hilah Haddad, from my Ministry of Innovation. And this was basically the policy declaration of the two states that engined these working groups that I led in my visit in the United States, of course, together with the head of the National Security Council, Eyal Chulata. And again, it stems from the understanding, there is a deep understanding in the American administration that the defining of the national security interest of America today, that the definition is going through a change. And it's not only on the military side per se, but it also building on technological challenges around the world. And we see it over everywhere. We see it because of the COVID, the risk of having more a pandemic, which have a great influence on the national interest and the stability of the whole world. We see what happens now in Russia, in Ukraine, and this has great implications on the states, the European states that want to improve their energetic independence, i.e. meaning that they need more renewable energy, more technological solutions for energetical security. And we in Israel understand all of that. And of course, the climate change, you know that President Biden and the administration is highly committed to it. The American administration also, put a huge budgets in order to address this challenge. And when we're saying climate, it's everything. It's food tech, it is health tech, it is food tech and blue tech. And there's so many other challenges, energies. It is a huge area that we have a lot to contribute. And I want to say that it will also give an added benefit to the Israeli high-tech industry, because we are known to be very strong in cyber, in the services of computing, and also in fintech. But we as a country want to strengthen our abilities and our high-tech industry in those areas exactly, and to make our industry more diverse in those areas exactly.
I understand that the first agreement was already signed about the quantum issue, one of the core and most important issues, together with the artificial intelligence, AI. Can you tell us what's the importance of this first agreement that was already signed?
The first agreement that I signed, we signed a few weeks ago, had to do with a quantum. Quantum is an emerging tool. Actually, it's not a software, it's a hardware of computers, the new generations of computer in the world, that it is still under a lot of research and developments. And in order for Israeli scientists and researchers and entrepreneurs in the high-tech industry to be able to reach accomplishments in this area, they need infrastructure, they need data, they need computer platforms. And this is something that the United States can offer our researchers and scientists. It is actually quite a sensitive area, because it also touches on the ability to, look at encrypted and safed all kind of coded information in computers. And that's why it was a great honor that the United States selected the State of Israel to sign this agreement, which it only shares with a selected group of countries due to the sensitivity of this area, in the area of technology, in the future of technology.
I understand that this is really sensitive, because the Americans are very serious in their desire to keep the technology safe and to secure it, and not to let it be linked to other superpowers like China, etc. And you dealt with it. One group was dealing, especially in these arrangements that will make sure that nothing is getting out from these cycles.
This concern of the United States is known, it's actually a public concern. And we also see it as a legitimate concern to make sure that their technologies or whatever they share is being used in a responsible manner, that there is no misuse in this technology for harm causes and everything. And I think we and the government understand this concern. We actually also share the same value of using technology to make the world a better place and not to misuse it. We are under a dialogue with the American administration in that area, and we are committed to reaching a common ground. We should understand that the high-tech industry for the Israeli market and the Israeli economy is a strategic industry. 30% of our income tax is now being contributed by the high-tech industry. The high-tech industry stands up for roughly 50% of the Israeli export. In the year of 2021, it was responsible for 3 times more taxes that were brought to the Israeli treasury. And it is and it has a lot of contribution to the phenomenal positive data that the Israeli economy demonstrated after the COVID, much better numbers in growth and other numbers in the macroeconomic numbers really compared to other European countries, for example. So we will have to see and to conduct this dialogue in a responsible way, because we are committed to keeping our industry vibrant, flexible, creative, and successful. And you are right. Alongside the working groups that dealt with health, with quantum, with AI, with other areas in which we are committed to increasing significantly the amount of joint researches, the amount of collaborations and national joint projects between the two countries, we are conducting a dialogue, a quiet dialogue about this issue.
Will it will be Will you have another meeting, or it is going to be annual dialogue, or what?
The last 2 days were very intensive. The working groups yesterday reported to the forum of Eyal Hulata and myself, and we really, the advancement that was done in a day was remarkable. Of course, that these groups were pre-prepared, and this visit was very thoroughly prepared. So what we're standing now at a stage where A, there will be a continuation in about 6 months, and we hope it will be in Jerusalem, but we will see about that. And secondly, all groups already agreed on their focus on health, for example, on pandemic, how to create a better collaboration so that the next pandemic, we hope it will not be here, we will be better prepared with both resources of the two countries. And you know that Israel was leading in the COVID waves. We were leading mostly because of our data and our technological thinking. We were the first one to decide on a fourth vaccination, for example, and we used AI for the scanning of our data and for the forming our policy, when to do a quarantine, how to balance between the life or not. So the health working group established working points and issue on which they will work. The AI group also decided on subjects that they will focus, for example, on a flood anticipation, working on preventing natural disasters, and of course, other medical areas. There was another group which also agreed on their focuses. So in that sense, I think we did a lot. The groups agreed already. The different professionals and public servants agreed on what they are going to focus on. And that is what they are going to do in the next 6 months. And there will be a continuation to that.
It's fascinating, and I have so many much more questions, but I will settle in another one. There is no secret that in another field that you didn't deal with, and I'm talking about the Israeli private sector, offensive cyber companies, there is a crisis between the American administration and this sector in Israel. Will what you're doing now help to settle the disagreements in this other very delicate issue? Because when you're talking about all these issues together, maybe it's easier to reach agreements.
I want to stress, Ben, that what we're doing, that what I am doing is not touching on the defense side or the collaboration between Israel and the United States on the defense side, including the technological defense side. In that area, we both know that there is a unbreakable cooperation also between the industries in Israel and the American defense industry. And we are committed to this partnership. So what happened in NSO, I mean, now what I'm saying is it happened. These areas are heavily regulated by the defense ministry, and we have a very prudent criteria. And this is under a dialogue, and I'm sure that there is a understanding between the defense minister and the American administration, and we are committed to that.
Very good. Minister of Innovation, Science and Technology, Orit Farkash HaKohen, it was fascinating.
Yes,
indeed.
If I may say a word,
yes, of course,
to the listeners, I want to tell you that my position is actually a new one. Israel for decades had a science minister, and the high-tech industry was part of many, many, many other responsibilities of a large economic ministry. What we did in this government is that for the first time, we combined the ministerial responsibility and the governmental policy of both the research, the science, and the high-tech industry under one ministerial policy. And I think that what we were talking about in this conversation is one of the fruits of this strategic move, because the science and research and high tech builds on each other, they stem on each other and vice versa. And this is only one illustration of the importance of the of that change that we did in our governmental and ministerial structure. So now having a minister of both science, but also sees the connection between research and inventions and high-tech companies and solutions to the world and to the industry is an important step.
Minister Orit Farkash-Hakohen, thank you very much indeed for joining us here in on Israel in Al Monitor. Thank you to Orit.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. We'll take a short break and come back right after this. Wait for us.
Hello, I'm Gilles Kepel, professor at Sciences Po and Normal Sup in Paris, and author of a number of books and articles on the Middle East. Through my new podcast, Reading the Middle East, on the award-winning media service and monitor, we will take a deep dive into the trends in the region with the authors and thought leaders who are shaping how we think about the Middle East. Reading the Middle East will be a fantastic addition to Al Monitor's outstanding podcast lineup, including On the Middle East with Andrew Parazziliti and Amber Inzamam, and On Israel with Ben Caspit. You can subscribe on your favorite listening platforms. We look forward to your joining our conversation.
Thank you for staying with us, and hope you enjoyed this unique conversation. It was not on our regular issues, and not the Iranian nuclear program, or the Palestinians, or the IDF, or the Mossad, or Israeli politics, and fifth election on November 1st. It was on technology, and between the United States and Israel. And in the background, we have to remember there is a huge crisis between the American administration and the Israeli private offensive cyber companies. Two of them are boycotted by the United States, and it is actually a war, and no one wants to speak about it aloud. So when such a dialogue is opening in Washington, it can affect even this very delicate situation. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you here after the double-headed Sukkot holidays in the next two Sundays. So take care. Shana Tova and bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.